friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Man buys a used washer and dryer, then looks inside the dryer when he gets home. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. When new dad Chris Blaze goes to buy a washer and dryer used that he found on the internet, he discovers something unexpected inside the dryer after he gets home. And this positive news story is sure to restore your faith in humanity. In a world that can seem so full of darkness, sometimes all it takes is one random act of kindness to remind us good still exists. And a man named Chris Blaze got one such reminder when he went to buy a washer and dryer used off the internet. Home appliances can get expensive, and with a new little one in the family, Chris Blaze searched online to see where he could buy a washer and dryer used. After finding a stranger with a set for sale online, Chris arranged to come and make the purchase. And as in common with online marketplace sales, Chris also negotiated for a lower price. He was asking $500, but I told him I just had a kid and if he could take $400, I'd be really grateful, Chris explained online. This stranger, a man named David, accepted the offer and let Chris buy the used washer and dryer for $400. But after getting home and hooking everything up, Chris was in for a huge surprise. Chris Blaze was pleased to find the new-to-him appliances worked once he got everything hooked up, but a message from David instructed him to check the lint trap inside the dryer. When Chris opened the trap, he could hardly believe his eyes. "I was shocked," he said. David's message indicated the lint trap contained a gift for the new baby. Inside, Chris found the $400 he used to buy the used washer and dryer. "Words cannot describe how grateful I am right now," Chris wrote when describing the act of kindness online. "I feel so blessed." It's no surprise the act of kindness meant so much to the new dad. But after sharing the story online, this unexpected blessing touched the hearts of so many others too. "Wow, there are still some great people out there," said one woman. "An angel sent from God," commented another. God blesses us so richly, and he just loves when we find ways to pass those blessings along to others. So then, as we have opportunity, let's do what is good towards all men, and especially toward those who are of the household of the faith. Galatians 6:10. Simon Cowell gives update on Nightbird at AGT finale, and her message of faith is so inspiring. Written and read by Alyssa Forsberg. During the finale of America's Got Talent, Nightbird's message of faith shows us that her faith is unwavering, even in one of her darkest moments. Jane Markuski, also known as Nightbird, won the golden buzzer for Simon Cowell during the season's auditions for AGT. She immediately won people over with her incredible voice and courage in the face of fighting cancer. But the talented singer had to step down from the competition early in order to focus on her health. "As you know, my golden buzzer tonight couldn't perform, but I did speak to her today," Simon Cowell shared during the AGT finale. "We are missing Jane tonight. I spoke to her earlier on. The great news is she's doing better. I know she would have been here at the finals, and we're all sending you, Jane, our love. We miss you. Just get better. We love you." Nightbird shared on her Instagram about how hard it is not to be in the finals of AGT, and her faith in the midst of this storm is inspiring. "I bet you never saw someone win so hard and lose so hard at the same time. This isn't how the story was supposed to go. I spend a lot of time squeezing my eyes shut and trying to remember what I believe, counting my breaths in the grief cloud, burying my face in God's t-shirt," the singer wrote on her Instagram page. "I remind him sometimes, and not kindly, that I believed him when he told me the story he wrote for me is good, and that he never stops thinking of me," she added. "I must be a fool in love, because even from under all this debris, I still believe him. And when I'm too angry to ask him to sit on my bed until I fall asleep, he still stays." The Instagram caption was paired with a video that Jane took of star balloons floating in the sky over the ocean. She continued, "Someone released a fistful of wishing stars at sunset. Star balloons, I mean, what? And yes, I sure did wish on everyone," she wrote. "Here we are, you and I, signing off on the risk of rebelliously hoping for better days. Let us not be blind to our own glory. I'm raging and crying and hoping with everyone who needs to rage and cry and hope tonight. Also, wishing on helium balloons. What a beautiful thing that is, to share with the world your grief and hope and to inspire others in the process. Simon Cowell also shared that he believes Nightbird could have made it all the way through the competition if she was still in the show. Would she have won tonight? I think she probably would, actually, Simon said. And I think she knows that deep down. Having said that, she knows she made the right decision. May God continue to be with Nightbird as she goes through this journey of fighting cancer. May she feel his peace and also continue to hold on to hope as she chases her dreams.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Has fear stolen your peace? I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, helping you fight your fears and grow your faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.